it's a three-game losing streak snapped here. You knew coming in it was probably going to be a lopsided affair, and it was. But how'd you feel you guys played with all 12 players getting into the game today?
You know, it's exciting that we have an opportunity to do that because we usually find ourselves in really close games, and a lot of the players that I would love to get in, I can't. And so it was a good day to see what everybody could do together. It was also a good opportunity to rest some girls that needed to rest.
And early in the game, you know, probably the concern was probably the intensity level. I thought mm-hmm. they had that intensity level, getting steals and points off turnovers there, and Macy Price with four points, but she had quite a few assists as well, trying to be unselfish and get some more players in the scoring column.
Right. I mean, this was certainly a day where we wanted mm-hmm. to share the ball, try to get everybody involved, and Macy's so good at that. I was proud mm-hmm. of her for doing that.
And you also had the opportunity here to sub in a lot of players. You had Emily Weathers, she finished with 16. You had Lindy Rumford get in there quite a bit. She had 6 points, and J.C. Rose got her first 2 points. Madison Chaplin had a shot in the first quarter, so it's a good to see some younger players get in there and also build their confidence and get some points.
Right. I mean, they are certainly some of our top JV players, and so just for them to get in and get some court time on the varsity court is really important, and they looked confident when they were in there.
Absolutely. Here, and you had to be pretty happy about how you crashed the boards, and you knew coming in you were going to have the advantage with the height and athleticism and whatnot, and still play hard 1 through 12 on the docket there.
Yeah, that was the main thing. I just said I wanted to really focus on keeping our intensity up, because you know, I'm not going to forget how we played our first game in this mm-hmm. tournament, and I don't think they should forget about it either. And we lost because we had no intensity, mm-hmm. and so I want to make sure we always have that.
What do you probably take away the most here from your team? Now you're 12 games in the season after 3 games in 3 days. What do you take away the most here from this week?
I hope we learn some very valuable lessons mm-hmm. of, you know, never taking any possession for granted, you know, always practicing hard, because this last part of our season that we're going to face, we should be very successful, but we won't be able to if we just go through the motions.
All right. Well, you're 6-6 here. You get your 6th win of the year in your 12th game this year. Last year, it took the 19th game to get the 6th win, and now it becomes a big stretch here where you have some very winnable games on the slate here, starting with a road trip to Lincoln on Tuesday.
Right. We know that we can be successful, but, you know, a lot of people in our league and the other teams that we're going to be playing, it's not going to be a cakewalk, and so we've got to really push the whole time and make sure that we just get the job done.
All right, it's Lakin on Tuesday night for the Lady Beavers. They're 6-6 on the year, 7th place here in the tournament. Coach Sarah McCormick joining me here. Coach, thank you for the time. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right, thanks, Adam.